So we're very excited. Our library was in need of large print reading materials, and the Fraternal Order of Eagles delivered. So we're so excited. We're going to get some more large print books.
Can we say now the eagle has landed?
Yeah, absolutely. In the library.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, 365, 7x24, on your browser, in your phone, in your system, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. You had a dial, or maybe the push buttons, the knobs, whatever. 102.9, if you can preset it, put it there, and it'll always be ready for you. Here today in our glorious studio with Jillian Rochat. Jillian, how are you doing?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
It's July already.
I know. We're talking July.
We just talked June.
We just talked May.
Yeah, we did. Things are just happening.
Happening and rocking and rolling at the senior center.
You know?
We never just, stop.
Mm. No. There's just so much going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I talked with the superintendent. You know, each day was long, but the year just disappeared.
Exactly.
So it's almost like that because, yeah, you've had happenings and what, the Olympics were almost now another month ago?
I know. Isn't that crazy? It feels like it was yesterday and it feels like it was a year ago.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a July full of stuff?
All sorts of good stuff. And in honor of America's 250th, all sorts of very patriotic stuff as well.
Oh, a few wrinkles to tie in there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Certainly.
If anybody knows me, I'm a very seasonal person. I like to go with the flow.
You need to have, you know, an excuse to bring this in.
Exactly.
Or bring that in. And oh, by the way, they're connected.
Exactly. So we have so many things to talk about for July, but I wanted to get us started just by talking a few things about our Friends group. For anybody who is not aware, the Friends of the Franklin Elders are our group at the Senior Center that helps us with fundraising for events, and they help us to identify community and business partners to meet our goal of expanding educational, recreational, and supportive services to foster a vibrant and connected elder community. We affectionately nickname this group FOFI. And FOFI is just incredible. They do so much work for us at the center and helping us just keep our programs running, keep our parties going, keep the good times rolling.
It's almost like the heartbeat of the center
exactly.
comes out of that.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And FOFI, just a couple of things about them. They have a few announcements for this month. At their May meeting, they actually elected new officers. So we have new officers at FOFI. Congratulations to Sue Maddow, who is now the president. Joni Deem, who is our vice president, Kathy Lessica, our treasurer, and Karen Jewell, our secretary. We still have some additional members of FOFI who are on the board and who are associate members. We are just so thankful to have a fantastic FOFI board, and they all support each other. So congratulations to all those new officers.
Congrats, congrats, congrats.
And then FOFI also let me know. They were presented with a $1,000 grant from the Marlboro Branch of Fraternal Order of Eagles in order to purchase large print reading materials.
Ooh.
So we're very excited. Our library was in need of large print reading materials, and the Fraternal Order of Eagles delivered. So we're so excited. We're going to get some more large print books.
Can we say now the eagle has landed?
Yeah,
in the library.
In the library. And it's July, too, so it's the same time the eagle landed.
It's amazing how these things just come together.
Yes, so we're very excited for that. I know I actually just had somebody the other day come up to the senior center desk and say how thankful she was for large print because she never remembers to bring her glasses when she wants to read. So
yes.
We will have more large print materials in our library.
Good.
And then one other message from FOFI. They actually have a little fundraiser going on. Thank you to Linda Rondu, who is a Franklin local. Linda has chickens, a little chicken farm, and she sells her eggs. And for right now, if you buy a dozen eggs for $5, one of those dollars will get donated to the Friends of Franklin Elders.
Ooh, so you can get, let me replay that. You can get fresh eggs
mm-hmm.
for which $1 goes to FOFI.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And it's only $5 for a dozen eggs. That's a steal.
That's a cracked up deal.
Yeah. So the information on this will be in our newsletter. It'll be posted online. Once again, $5 for a dozen eggs. $1 of that goes directly to FOFI, helping to continue supporting our programs and services. In order to get these eggs, you just need to talk to Linda. Her email address is listed in our newsletter so that you can arrange a pickup with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the FOFI stuff.
That's all the FOFI stuff. And but it's goodness.
All good stuff, exactly.
Yes.
Talking about July now, getting into it. The first week of July, Wednesday is the first, which means that's when sign-ups begin for all those good summer programs we'll
People
be offering.
Will be waiting by the computer or waiting by the phone,
waiting by the phone.
To call.
Lining up at Mary's desk. just the one thing to mention. Because the Senior Center had to close our hours early due to the World Cup watch party, our all-summer support group was not able to meet at their normally scheduled time on June 24th. So on July 1st, that will be their makeup session.
Ah.
So at 4 p.m. on July 1st will be a makeup session for the Alzheimer's support group. So you'll see them meeting three times total in July.
Because they're catching up.
Exactly. Yep. Then on Thursday, July 2nd, just a quick note that Nurse Alicia will be out, so we do not have office hours for her that day. Just a quick little mention. So get your blood sugar and blood pressure testing with Trish on Tuesday or Wednesday that week.
Okay. Yep.
And then on Friday the 3rd, we are closed in honor of Independence Day.
You know, it's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be awesome.
No matter where you are.
And just a reminder to everybody, the fireworks will be at the Franklin High School on Thursday night. I'm very excited.
The night before.
And the Senior Center backyard is the best place to go see the fireworks.
It's certainly one of the better places, for sure.
My husband and I go every year, and we have a lot of fun.
Yep.
So the Senior Center will be closed on Friday. Even though the 4th is on Saturday, we observe the holiday on
Correct.
The Friday.
Yep.
Then moving into the second week of July, we're very excited to announce that our van is taking another trip. We're having a little day trip with the Senior Center van.
Now where are you going?
Going to the Cape Cod Canal.
Cape Cod Canal.
It should be good. We don't guarantee it, but the tall ships are supposed to be passing through the canal on their way to Boston. So you might just get to see a tall ship. We're going to enjoy the canal. You can bring a chair with you, like a camp chair or something. Mm-hmm. Sit back and enjoy. You can even walk on the paths if you want. Yep. It's just going to be a nice afternoon feeling that salty breeze. And then afterwards, we will get lunch at the Seafood Shanty, which is right across the street.
Nothing wrong with seafood at Cape Cod.
Exactly.
You can't get any fresher than that.
And of course, please feel free to bring your lunch if you wish. Well, there'll be picnic tables and all that good stuff. The van trip is going to be just $10. There's only, I think, 14 seats available, so make sure you sign up quickly. And signups are only through Emily.
Okay.
Then on Wednesday, July 8th, once again at 11 o'clock, our mobile food pantry. We like to mention this every month. Yep. Mobile food pantry is where we partner with the Hockomock YMCA to get our canned goods, as well as the Franklin food pantry with, you know, meat, produce, bread.
More of the fresher goods.
All the good stuff. I mean, really, it feels like we're a little shop every time.
It transforms into a little mini market.
Exactly, yeah.
And then empties out magically.
But we've never run out of food. Never run out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very thankful. We'd just like to remind everybody, come on out to the mobile food pantry. There's no stigma. Please enjoy.
Right.
Also on Thursday, July 9th, Money Matters with Greg Safford will be happening at the Senior Center. Greg's been coming every second Thursday of the month. We're so thankful to have him. He's just there in a very casual way.
Mm-hmm.
You need financial advice, he'll let you know. You know, you want to talk to him about something private, that's fine too. But it's very hands-off, very casual.
Mm-hmm.
So Greg's been fantastic. We're very thankful to him.
Excellent.
And then I am excited for Friday, July 10th, our party.
You like parties.
We certainly do.
Isn't that part of your middle name somewhere?
Yeah, just a little bit. Exactly. So the party this month is America's 250th birthday barbecue.
Duh. Mm-hmm. Why not?
We have a USO style band.
Ooh.
Who's going to be doing a little performance for us. Okay. So that'll be fun. They've got the outfits and everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to have, you know, good cookout food. We're going to have fun dessert. We're going to have all sorts of good stuff. So come on out to the Senior Center, especially if you don't get to go to a barbecue the week before. Well, you get to this time.
Why not?
just $10. Now, the 10th is the first Friday of July that we are open at the Senior Center, and this is actually a perfect opportunity for me to mention a new program.
New programs every month.
Yes, we do, but this is a new regular program.
Recurring.
Yes.
As in regular, yes.
The Coloring Club is starting.
Coloring Club?
So one of the things that I noticed for me that really helped me unwind at night was actually coloring in a coloring book. And I know that sounds almost juvenile, but I promise it's not. It's actually very meditative. Yeah. It's very calming. And I actually looked into some of the research. It's almost like considered active meditation to color. Yep. It promotes mindfulness. It reduces stress when you color in the lines and you pick out different colors and things like that. Yep. And it's really fun. And one of the most rewarding parts of it is when you're with somebody else doing the same thing.
It's amazing how easy you can have a conversation yet still do that because it's still you're starting to decompress.
Yep.
You're starting to relax. And I also know of that because one of my cousins is an artist and she does some of her artworks into coloring books for adults.
Perfect.
With, you know, either the coloring pencils or, I mean, you can color almost anything with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But so Coloring Club is going to be every Friday from now on at 9:30 in the morning. I have all of the materials for you. We have stack of coloring books. They're all like good adult coloring books. Mm. Some of them are even large print coloring books.
Oh, okay.
We have some really fancy markers, and I got the very special... my favorite colored pencils. They're like artist ones. They're very fancy.
Yes.
So this is going to be starting up every Friday at 9:30 at the Senior Center. All the materials are provided. Just come sit with your friends, make some new friends, chat and color together. And it's also good for your brain to kind of multitask like that. It's all good stuff.
All good stuff.
So very excited. So what you can do is come to Coloring Club, and then you can come to the party afterwards.
Oh, there's a duo.
There's a win.
There's a win-win.
Moving on to the third week of July, I'm very excited to announce that we have another new program happening at the Senior Center called the Summer Concert Series.
Yes, you were teasing that before.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And now I have official dates and everything. I'm very excited. We are going to be doing 4 summer concerts between July and August. All of the dates are listed on the front of the July newsletter, but I'll tell you right now. Monday, July 13th at 7 o'clock kicks off our very first one. Our acoustic jam session people, our jammers, if you will, are going to be... delighting us with a folk rock and blues concert.
Ooh,
so that's going to be
nothing
good.
Nothing like touting local talent.
Exactly. On Monday, July 20th at 7, the Southeastern Massachusetts Community Concert Band.
I've heard them before.
They're very good,
They've come in a few times.
Yes, they have.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they usually come in for a summer concert and a winter concert.
Right.
So this one will be coming in for the summer one.
I bet you they're going to play some patriotic music
Probably.
As part of that summer concert.
Yep.
Yes.
Then we have our third concert will be on Monday, August 3rd at 7 o'clock. Our friends, the UFOs, also known as the Ukulele Friends Orchestra.
Ah, Ukulele Friends Orchestra.
They are so talented. They're so talented. It's amazing. Because I was like, ukulele music? I don't know. And then I heard them and I was like, oh my God.
Multiple ukuleles? It's not driving me crazy?
No, not at all. And you know what? They do like ukulele covers of modern classics, and it's actually they all sing together. It's really good.
Oh.
Very good. And then our final concert will be on Monday, August 10th at 7 o'clock, and that will be our Bluegrass Jam session that meets at the Senior Center.
Yes.
They will be joining us for Bluegrass and Hillbilly music.
Ooh.
We can't wait. I will give a little shout out to my deputy director, Chastity. I know that she said that she wants to go to that one so she can bring her spoons and play along.
Okay. That sounds good. There'll be a little separate sideshow for that one.
Exactly. So those are our summer concert series. We're so excited for it. We're going to be using the pavilion outside at the Senior Center for the concert.
Now that you have it, might as well use it.
Exactly. And the pavilion has these, you know, beautiful fans in it, so it keeps it nice and cool.
Right.
We encourage everybody to come. This is a full community event. It's free. Bring a blanket. Bring some chairs.
Mm-hmm.
We do have chairs that we can, of course, bring out if you don't have one. That's totally
fine.
But just come and enjoy the warm summer night together. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to some music. And as an added bonus, we will have ice cream for sale.
Ice cream.
Can't go wrong there.
No.
Just make sure you bring cash.
The only thing you may want to consider is, depending upon the time, maybe still some sunscreen or some mosquito spray.
Yep. You never know. No, exactly. A little bit of both doesn't
hurt.
Yes,
yes.
So that was a lot of information, but the reason I was getting going on that one was just because on that third week, that's when we start our very first concert at 7 o'clock on the 13th. So we hope to see you all there.
Right, and then all the details are in on that front page, and they'll be added to the community calendar.
Absolutely.
And you'll get reminders.
All sorts of good stuff.
Yes.
Then, still in the third week of July, then we at 1:30 on Tuesday, July 14th, we're very excited. Dr. Lawson, one of the history professors
Rob
at
Lawson.
Dean College.
Yep. Dean College, yes.
He is going to be at the Senior Center to do a talk for us on the American Revolution.
You know, that's one of his strong points.
One of his strong points, exactly. We're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, it's how fitting for the time of year, right?
You know, July, 4th of July, 250?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh yeah.
It's all perfect. So please come on out to the Senior Center for that one. I think that some people think, you know, oh, a history talk, that might be kind of dull. No, Dr. Lawson does a really good job.
Yeah. It's amazing how many interesting connections and stories we can find out just in and around here.
Absolutely. And it all kind of contextually makes sense when you think about the country as a whole. And we really are. Massachusetts is that birthplace of America.
Right.
Then on Wednesday, July 15th, our cancer support group is meeting at 12:30 and our memory cafe is meeting at 1 o'clock. Those are our regular programs. Please come on out. Cancer support group has been going really well. It's a very welcoming environment where people can just talk and they can share their story. They can hear other people's story and really uplift each other. And then our memory cafe, we just had our memory cafe today and it was happening in there. Oh my God. I have never heard such a joyful rendition of This Land Is Your Land.
Oh my.
And everybody was singing along and up and dancing. I think there was almost a conga line going.
Uh-oh.
It was
yes.
It was very fun. So Memory Cafe is always a good time. And then moving on to Friday of that week, Friday, July 17th, Amy Azza will be back at the Senior Center to do another talk with us. This month, she's talking about Protecting Your Family, estate planning seminar.
Yes. Yep.
So she always brings really good booklets for everybody because I don't know if you're like me. I can take on all that information, but as soon as I leave, it might leave my brain. So I need that paperwork.
A little reference material.
Exactly. Mm. So Amy always provides that, and she provides a good free lunch, too. Another reason to come on out.
Certainly.
So that will be on Friday, July 17th. Then moving over to week four on Monday, July 20th, that is our second iteration of the summer concert series. That's the community band, so we'll be enjoying it outside. And just one thing I should have mentioned, I forgot to, if for whatever reason there is rain or bad weather or it's way too hot, whatever it is, we will move the concerts inside. We don't need to worry about rain dates. We've still got that beautiful senior center,
right.
So we'll just move it on inside.
Yep, inside, where at least there'll be better controlled temperature.
Exactly. Then on Tuesday, July 21st, the Massachusetts RMV will be at the Senior Center to do a little workshop for us.
Oh.
On disability placards and plates. So if you've ever wondered, how do I get that? How do I help my friend get that?
Yep.
Even if you are somebody who's you're looking to get that for your parents, come on out.
The need-to-know basis and exactly which documentation, whether it's doctored, certified, whatever, how to apply, forms, details, renewals, all those kind of details.
Yep, it's worth coming out and just understanding what you need to know. And it's nice that it's actually the RMV, so it's, you know,
it's
first-hand information.
From the source.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that will be on Tuesday, July 21st at 1 o'clock. Then on Wednesday, the 22nd, we're very excited. Walgreens Vaccine actually just called me the other day. They have COVID vaccines that they would like to do a little clinic for.
Yes.
So we will be doing COVID vaccines on Wednesday, July 22nd from 12 to 2. You do need to sign up with the Senior Center just to let us know. That way we can make sure they bring enough vaccines for everybody. All you got to do is just call us, though, or you can stop at the front desk. We'll add your name to the list. All we need is your name.
Right.
Make sure that you bring your insurance card on the day of. There is some paperwork to fill out, but it's nothing crazy.
Nope.
Just bring your insurance card. And Walgreens did let me know that they have the Moderna vaccine. So if that's important to anybody, it will be Moderna.
Yep.
And then on Thursday, July 23rd, Amanda and Kathleen, our wonderful coordinators in our supportive day program, they hosted an informational session on CST, which stands for Cognitive Stimulation Therapy.
Yes.
They will be hosting another info session, just in case you missed the first one, or if you want some more details, please come on out to this one. It's a really interesting program. Amanda actually did it with us a bit. It's like you look at pictures, you talk about, you know, who do you think that person might be? What do you notice about that person? Things like that. Kind of getting that problem-solving section of the brain going. And it was really engaging to all talk to each other, and it can enhance your overall quality of life. So come on out to CST Info Session on the 23rd. Following that, on Friday the 24th at 11 o'clock, it's Eat Around the World.
Finally, Eat Around the World!
We're back!
And where are you going to be eating for this time?
Well, again, you know me, the seasonal, it's the American Revolution, that sort of thing. We're going to the Netherlands, because little known fact, America needed the Netherlands for this revolution. They helped us financially.
Aha.
Yes. So we have already done France before. I was thinking of doing France for this one, but we were thinking maybe the Netherlands will be good because we haven't done that one before. Okay. Very excited, especially because Dutch is the closest language to English. So I get to teach everybody a little bit of Dutch. Get to learn some fun phrases.
Okay.
And we'll get some good food, too, as always, from Chef Ann.
It's always going to be good food.
It's a given. Yeah.
Yes.
So that will be on the 24th at 11 o'clock. Then, moving into the last week of July, so much going on at the center, as always. Tuesday the 28th, we are going to be having a talk called Advanced Directives. Daniela from Aging Well Advocates is going to be here to discuss ways that you can communicate your preferred medical treatment. It's making sure that your treatment wishes are known. Should the time come where you are unable to make medical decisions on your own, she'll review the differences and summarize legal documents such as a healthcare proxy, a durable POA, a living will declaration, and medical orders for life-sustaining treatments.
Yeah, it's interesting because the terminology in some cases is slightly changing, healthcare proxy, but now in its advanced declaration.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I think that all of that paperwork is confusing at best. So having a little bit of an edge to understand what's going on is going to be very helpful.
And the other piece, having updated Oz earlier too, it turns out that you do have to, or should, as a best practice, kind of re-update it periodically.
Absolutely.
And the period is certainly open for discussion, and certainly there's a joke that if you put 10 lawyers in a room, you're going to get 15 opinions. But from a judicial perspective, if it did go to that, you know, they could question if it was 15 years old, is it truly the current one?
Right? Exactly.
So at least having something...
having it updated.
More current is probably a good idea.
Precisely. So that will be on Tuesday the 28th. On Thursday, July 30th, we're excited to have a quilling class at the Senior Center. Quilling is a hobby that essentially, or it's an art form where you use these thin strips of paper. They are rolled, shaped, and glued together to create intricate 3D designs.
Ooh.
Very fascinating stuff. And I am very excited about the instructor we got. Her name is Helen Whitting. She's from Bellingham. She's fantastic. I actually met her at the Newcomers Craft Fair at Tri-County this last holiday season.
Sure.
Helen is just wonderful. She's very patient with her students. And she also told me, you know, she can work with all skill levels, all abilities.
Okay.
Total beginners are welcome. If you have arthritic hands, you are still welcome. She can help you do it.
Ah.
So it's going to be very exciting. And she created a beach scene for us.
A beach scene.
Yep.
So it's like summer appropriate.
Exactly. So it's like a little watercolor background, and then you'll get to do some quilling to make the palm trees, make the sun, a little crab maybe for the beach, all that good stuff.
Right.
So quilling is going to be a lot of fun. It's a $10 for the class, but we've been having a lot of people asking for quilling over the years, and we're excited we get to bring it to the center.
Oh, good.
And that, Steve, is that. That is July.
I'm exhausted just figuring out how to try to do all of that.
Me too. One of my closing mentions, though, I will mention, if you've ever been interested in joining a book club, the Senior Center has a fabulous book club called the Page Turners. They're a wonderful group of people. They all just like to sit and talk about literature, and they're just in a casual mm-hmm. environment. It's a lot of fun. They take the summer off, and then they come back in September to discuss their summer reading.
Okay.
So right now they are off. They typically meet on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m.
Okay.
However, for September, the first Monday of the month is Labor Day.
Happens to, you know, it's the one Monday that does fall in the wrong place,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly. So their next meeting will be on Monday, September 14th at 11 o'clock in the morning. Their summer reading, they're actually reading two books this summer, first of which is the classic Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
Yep.
And then they are reading The Story of Little Women and Why It Still Matters by Anne Boyd Rue. So we're very excited for the Page Turners to get back at the center. I know I don't want to wish the summer away, but excited to have them back. So that is their summer reading. If you are interested in joining the Page Turners and you're like, I wonder what books they're reading for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a treat for you?
Uh-oh. You're going to spill the beans?
At the Senior Center, we have bookmarks that have all of the books that they're reading and the dates that they're discussing them.
A bookmark.
Yes.
How appropriate.
How appropriate. Exactly. So stop by our library, grab a bookmark. It'll tell you all the books they're reading. That way you know which meetings you want to go to, what books you need to get, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is everything for July. That's all I got.
Yeah, it's amazing. And on the writing, on the reading side, the other side of that is writing. So I'll put the plug in for the writers group. We meet twice a month, both at the Senior Center and virtually. So if you're listening to this from outside Franklin, you can certainly join us as well. Contact either the Senior Center or Franklin TV studio, and we'll get you on the mailing list to come in. And then the other plug I'll make is the Franklin Q&A session I do on the third Wednesday of the month at 11 o'clock. So that'll be on the 15th this time around.
15th.
So if you have a Franklin question and you're, what's going on? What's happening with that? If I don't know the answer, I'll get the answer.
And Steve is a wealth of knowledge. He'll do it for you. That's a promise.
Yes. That's what we do. Well, thank you for taking time to tell us all that's happening. Well,
absolutely.
Of course, that's the highlights. There's still all the regular
still
daily
stuff. Still all the regular stuff.
Yeah.
Because
that would take
here
us
until
about
next
another
week.
Hour.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm excited we get to start a new regular program. I think it's the first regular program that we've started in a while for this coloring club. So we hope that it takes off. I'll be at the very first one if anybody wants to come and hang out with me.
Yep.
Every Friday, 9:30.
Cool.
I'll keep plugging it away.
Sounds good. Well, thank you again for doing this. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And a quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. And used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.